The candidates are coming out swinging. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams participating in their final debate before the midterm elections. Governor Kemp reaffirming his support for Georgia's fetal heartbeat law that places an abortion ban after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
For the record, there was a female state senator that actually carried this piece of legislation. So there were a lot of women that supported this bill. I understand people differ greatly on it.
Sound courtesy of WSB TV. And here's Abrams criticizing Governor Kemp for his lack of response in regards to allegations that Georgia's Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker paid for ex-girlfriend's abortions despite his pro-life stance.
He defended Herschel Walker, saying that he didn't want to be involved in the personal life of his running mate, but he doesn't mind being involved in the personal lives and the personal medical choices of women in Georgia.
WSB TV again with the sound. Abrams has received criticism for saying the economy could be improved if there is access to abortion. We're learning more about the suspect in the Paul Pelosi attack. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
The suspect, 42-year-old David DePoppi. The New York Post reports that Berkeley residents describe him as a drug-addicted homeless man and who was living in an empty, dilapidated school bus from time to time. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are condemning this violence.
DePoppi's arraignment set for Tuesday. He will face charges of attempted homicide, elder abuse, and burglary. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi is recovering from surgery on a skull fracture. South Korean police are investigating what caused a stampede that killed at least 153 people at a Halloween celebration in Seoul Saturday night. Police launching a 561-member task force. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis appearing at a rally to support New York gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more.
Both candidates are hoping this extra help on the campaign trail from those big political names will give them the push they need to come out on top. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis joined Congressman Lee Zeldin at a pretty big rally on Long Island. The well-known Republican leader hyped up that crowd, telling voters Zeldin is the guy to turn New York around. Governor Kathy Hochul's campaign pulling in their own big names for support, releasing a new radio ad recorded by former President Barack Obama. As the gap closes, crime remains the hot topic, which is not a surprise. Zeldin says he'll declare a statewide crime crisis on day one if elected. The incumbent recently launched a crime plan of her own, talking about the subway crime that's been spiking here in the city.
With tensions increasing between the U.S. and China, California Congressman Daryl Issa tells Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo that anyone who has connections to China could potentially be a threat.
At the end of the day, you have to assume, sadly, that if somebody has family in mainland China, that they're compromised. If you're a student from China, you're compromised. If you're going back to China, you're compromised.
A unique honorary police officer gets sworn in at a Central Florida Police Department.
The city of Ocala, Florida added a miniature horse to the force, swearing in the atypical equine as an honorary police officer. Officer Magic earned its stripes after being trained to provide emotional support to people in times of need. Magic is part of the award-winning nonprofit Gentle Carousel, which visits thousands of adults and children each year in hospitals, hospice programs, and those suffering after traumatic events. Ocala is one of only four major thoroughbred centers in the world, with 600,000 thoroughbred horse farms producing 45 national champions and now one police officer.
That's Fox's Ann Caron. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.